He's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want to spend.
This is working.
Is it up?
I think so.
Boing.
You know, we never really know until the end when we try to listen back, and then we're like, please work, please work.
It's one of my favorite parts of the episode when we have that new cool lead-in that you built, and yeah. Then all of a sudden it's just like nothing, and then, hey, is it working?
Yeah, it's our thing.
Do you think it's going on? Well, first of all, right out the gate, we should probably apologize for last episode.
You think?
You were on it, and it wasn't funny. No, the audio, my audio specifically was borderline asinine. It was like a high school joke.
Yeah, you were in a tunnel somewhere.
Yep.
Maybe a...
I had a vaginal thrush. I was in the old vaginal thrush.
Tete's Tom Sawyer.
That's the band Thrush.
Yeah.
What if Thrasher met Rush? Vaginal thrush. You'd think vaginal thrush would be like a yeast infection?
Well,
think it is.
Isn't thrush like pretty much strep throat? Is it the same kind of thing?
I don't know. A lot of women in the UK apparently have it. It's an embarrassing problem. I don't know. Itching, pain, discomfort that women, whatever, feel neurotic and, oh, okay. So it's normal?
Yeah.
Ah, hashtag.
Hashtag, you're not getting in.
Me flu. That's what I'm going to do this winter.
Yeah.
When the flu's going around, me flu. Because I'm sensitive like that.
Yeah. You are a sensitive guy.
I have sensitive body parts.
You have sensitive nipples.
So anyway, hopefully the audio this time is going to be better. I sincerely doubt it because I really don't know how to use this fucking thing or see how close I can get to it.
Yeah, we got to put our shit right up against it.
It's the new windsock and it smells like urine.
You're in or you're out?
I'm in, baby. I'm so in.
You are.
I am.
So we're a little bit late.
Yeah, there's another apology.
Yeah, I'm pregnant. I'm late.
So, and it's mine.
we're doing this a couple days later than usual. So usually Monday, you're getting fucking laughs a minute.
That's right.
Yeah.
We did get one, where's the episode?
Yeah.
It's from somebody who actually doesn't think we're that funny. So I'm not really sure. I guess they were having a particularly good day and wanted it to be ruined. And it's not you, Heather. God, not everything's about Heather.
Most stuff is about Heather.
Most stuff is about Heather.
Just so people know, Heather, our first listener.
Why are you explaining
just
this?
Just because people need to know this.
Huh. Go ahead. I think it's funnier that people don't know.
No. I'm not giving anything away except for that she's a delightful girl.
Is that sarcasm I hear in your voice?
No sarcasm.
Oh. I find her soul to be beautiful. I find her humor to be lacking. She obviously should think we're funny. She listened to episode one, right?
Yeah.
And that, imagine the audio episode one had if, you know, that was only the second worst audio problem we've had.
Exactly, yeah. Episode 14 was absolute garbage, so.
Yeah. You were going to explain who Heather was.
I was not.
That's the best. Heather's going to be bullshit that we didn't circle back and finish that story.
Yeah, there you go. We're keeping up with our core.
We're keeping it real, Heather.
Fuck yeah.
All right. So apologies for the audio last time. We will attempt to make it better, but it's not going to happen.
We also have some corrections from previous episodes.
Correcciones.
First things first is you just kind of blurted out like I was joking with my 27 ounces in a gallon, and you're like, no, you fucking idiot. It's 64, you dip shit.
Hey,
and
then, dickhead, there's no way you were fucking kidding.
Yes, I was.
No, I saw the look on your face, and I was, man, I got really loud. We're going to have more audio problems here, because fired up.
You were far down the hall. You didn't see shit.
I saw those beautiful baby blues, and they were...
You
honestly,
saw these pearly yellows?
They were being as honest as they could be. Did you say 27 ounces?
You said that. I was
something
joking.
That was... No, 27 doesn't sound believable. You said a believable number, like 16 or something.
Oh, we're going to have to fucking correction from the previous correction?
Like, I just got 2 gallons of Gatorade. It's 32 ounces.
Yeah. Anyways,
how many ounces in a gallon?
You were right, because you said we're probably both wrong. It's something like 128, which is actually the right answer.
I know. And yeah. You know what the funny part about that was? I was like, this is probably something fucking stupid, like 128.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You know what half of that is?
64.
That's right. That's the old football number for Shaky Will back in the day.
You mean Will?
I'm going Will, but if I'm going to do callbacks, I'm going Shaky Will.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because that's what they called you back when you were a fucking spy ponder.
No, they called me fag, and they pushed me down the stairs. I got them back.
Yeah, you showed them.
Big time. I don't see them in your mom's basement doing the podcast. We're in the basement.
Hey, Mom.
There's some reverb going on here.
I don't know why.
Hey, Producer Dave, why don't you get your fucking head out of your ass and fix it?
It's his fist, not his head.
God damn it. That's a big fist.
Yeah.
Guys, get a couple of ham hocks.
He goes to town during this thing.
He goes to town. All right.
One more correction from last week. And I was right again, but you don't fucking read the stories that you send to me.
Do not. Not worth it.
Yeah. The McDonald's brawl.
Yep.
She was putting soda in a water cup.
I did not reread it, so take this with a grain of salt. But I'm fucking positive at some point I read that it was a shake. It's a frappe.
No, she had a shake that she threw like off the counter and whipped it at her.
But the argument was about
her, like, you know, she did the classic move and you go in and get Sprite because it's clear, so you can't really tell.
Oh, you're asking for a water bottle. Yeah.
Yeah. But she thought she was getting water.
Well, she didn't.
No, she's fucking...
She got some Sprite, and you know what she got? A big old fucking ass whooping.
That's right, but man, she was tough.
She took a beating, that broad.
And she kept on coming back for more.
Girlfriend of the week. Girlfriend of the week.
All right. Did you see there's another restaurant brawl? Guy on girl fight.
Okay.
I got loaded up for you here on my telephone.
If the guy wins...
On the telephone.
All right, we'll set it up for me.
It is a quick clip on Barstool. We'll tweet this out later. Instagram it, the link or whatnot. But it's just a quick, maybe 10-second video of this girl just demolishing this guy. And she is
hot. It's a dude?
The girl demolishes the guy. Yeah, it's great.
Do you think it would be funny or as funny if the guy was just ruining the girl?
No, I do not. You'll have to see this because...
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
You press play, we'll get live reactions from Will here. He needs his reading glasses, it looks like. Can you hold that further away from your face? Holy shit.
I'm trying to get the volume up here. There's no volume on this
thing? I don't think so. Who knows?
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah.
She's beating the fuck out of this guy. She's a moose.
She is. Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's probably... Do you think she's 4'10"?
Yeah, maybe. You're being generous.
I mean, she's stout.
Yeah.
Look at the
she has a low center of gravity.
Gigantically low. But this guy's pretty small too. But she's outweighing this cat. So what's happening is she's in a dress that's barely coming off. Oh, and her friend is like shoving around the other guy.
Yeah.
So they're at the counter and she takes this guy and whips him around.
She throws him like almost through a table.
Yeah.
And he pops back up like he's a tough guy. She's like, nah, I ain't having that. Goes right back down.
He keeps coming up like he's one of those clown, like inflatable clowns when you punch it and it comes back up. Holy shit. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
She's a tough broad.
Yeah.
Good for her.
We need more fast food restaurant fights.
We do. That might be a segment.
It is.
It just started.
Yeah. Fucking
segment right off the top.
New segment of the week.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
My weekend was uneventful.
Was it?
Yeah. Nothing much went on.
Yeah.
We went to the pool. No baptisms, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of lame.
Yeah.
So sorry I didn't spice up my nightlife for you for the show, but.
Well, I'll tell you what, we had people in town. I'm just going to cut you off because it's boring. So we did a whole bunch of stuff, one of which we went to Schlitterbahn, which is Central Texas's largest outdoor urinal. it's gross. When you're in there, because you pee when you're in there. I pee a lot, and we were there for about 12 hours. I never went to the bathroom once because I'm just taking a whiz.
Those bathrooms are spotless in there.
They are. Yeah. They are. They, that, the urinal mint guy, best job there, because no one ever uses him.
Yeah.
But the place is gross. Like, when you think about it, you're just like, I'm fucking disgusted right now. Absolutely disgusted. And I'm not...
Does not bother me one bit.
You know what? I never was a germaphobe, but now I'm like skeeved
out. Pee is sterile, dude, and it's not fucking germs.
I'm germ woke. That's what I am.
You got to be worried about them turds floating by you.
I'm sure. Dude, you know how many little kids are there?
Yeah.
You know how many little turds are floating in there? Little turds like you can see.
Little
let
snacks.
Alone.
I call them little snacks. And I just pick them up and eat them.
They had a poolside bar, so I did swim up there. Or float, because I can't swim.
Oh, because of the old shoulders?
Because I never learned.
Oh, that too?
I blame it on the shoulders, but I swim like I'm being chased by a shark.
You can swim. I've seen you swim, I think.
I'm pretty fucking naturally gifted.
Yeah. Do you know my brother does not know how to swim? Like, literally, he won't go in the water.
Well, I mean, we didn't grow up with pools around us, and we didn't exactly go to the ocean. We talk about
the Boys and Girls Club had a pool. I learned how to swim in the Boys and Girls Club pool.
Yeah, that was the other side of town for me.
Yeah.
It's tough to get there.
Hashtag
nice side. No. A fucking Boys and Girls Club. Yeah. Fucking ghetto. In the ghetto.
Well, no, you didn't let me finish my hashtag. Molestation charges from when I was there.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Was it, I don't want to name names because this individual's brother works with, I think he works with people that we know.
Not that guy. No, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
And no, he was like, you know, on my baseball team and stuff. Like, not my baseball team, but he was
that
like the baseball coach. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the guy who pretty much ran the place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
And after he died, all these things
came up
about him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone came out, if you know what I mean.
I get a great story about that, too. We used to go down to the Boys and Girls Club. Actually, it was just the boys' club then. Fuck you, girls. Get your own club, bitches. Yeah. It all went downhill when the girls got in there. But we used to go down there. We get dropped off and be all day down there. And I went to Sunday school. We used to go to Sunday school, right? So I get in there, and it was in like the really rich neighborhood next door, Winchester, right? We butted it up against them. So it was always this weird thing of like the Winchester kids were super rich and we were not. And then one of the parents there was our Sunday school teacher. And so we started talking about like race or something. And I raised my hand. I was like, I hate black people. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, they're at the boys club and they never let me play tetherball. Because there were always these black kids. They were all brothers and cousins and stuff. And they'd play tetherball. And I would like ask to join in. They wouldn't let me. So then in my mind, I was like, all right, well, those are the only black people I've ever been exposed to, and they don't let me play tetherball, so I hate you.
Hashtag white privilege.
Hashtag white privilege. And so you know what she did? She took me aside, and she said, listen, it's not that you hate black people. It's that you had a negative interaction, and here's... No, what she did was kick me out of class.
What she did was the right thing.
Yeah, what she did was the right thing, which is not help me, you know, learn a lesson. She basically just kicked me out of CCD. So, yeah. Best thing that ever happened to me.
Way to go, Mother Teresa.
I probably skirted a fucking raping. Thank did you. Yeah, she probably did me a favor.
Yeah. So, finish your Schlitterbahn story. Is that what it, Pete?
Schlitterbahn. So, we had family in town. Schlitterbahn, swimming in a urinal. So it was kind of gross, but it's all right. I mean, Schlitterbahn's fun. It's a water park, Central Texas water park. It's pretty good. They got a whole bunch of different slides, different areas. But we had people in town, so it's like constant movement, constant on the go stuff. So we ended up going to, when they first came in, we went to see Imagine Dragons.
Ooh.
At the old 360 amphitheater.
It's fucking sweet.
You could not find a more pretentious douchebag than this guy who was singing for Imagine Dragons. First of all, definitely did a lot of diamond push-ups right before he came out on the stage.
Oh, his tries were just glistening?
I mean, he was all over the map. His face looks like somebody slapped him with a bag of nails. But the guy's yoked. And it's all like teenage girls, too, which is very weird that you would do that kind of stuff for them. But I guess it's also hot moms.
Yeah.
There were a lot of not bods there, though.
No, but
not
she,
a lot of
you know,
bods.
He's a former Mormon. He's
no, that's
since...
the killers. That's the
no,
killers.
That's this guy.
No way.
Yeah, I listened to an interview with him on Stern. He's a former Mormon. He's from...
You know what? Someone said that, and I said the same thing to them.
Yeah.
I said, no way. Fuck you, and I punched him right in the stomach.
I was like, you fucking idiot. You don't know shit about nothing. But no, he was a former Mormon.
Was he?
Yeah, from Utah.
It makes sense because he's got no perspective on life whatsoever.
What was he saying?
They sing a song. I don't know if it's like Believer or one of those shitty songs, but he leads into it like... Well, it
goes, and then I saw her face, and I'm a believer.
He's a believer. He was talking about how he was depressed once, and he thought he had nowhere to go. But, you know, you just got to turn to somebody and get some help, and that's all you got to do. But the lead up of that was like pictures of like
kids
Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy, and then there's his picture. And then you're just like, what is this fucking guy doing?
Thanks for saving humanity.
Yeah. His fucking self. And then every time you could see he was waiting for the camera to kind of swing around on him when he was doing different stuff because he'd have his arms out. And then when the camera came, he just turned the old fists inside.
Oh, shit. He did
Gun
that.
Show Central.
Yeah.
And everybody screamed, get down, get down. He's got two guns.
Oh, no.
It was terrible.
Yeah. All the moms creamed
big time
in their jeans.
I did. But the best thing we did was, have you ever been to Esther's Follies?
I have not.
It's like a variety show.
You know what? I've been there when, I think Amy Schumer was playing. It was during South by Southwest. And they...
Oh, she was at Esther's Follies?
Yeah.
That must have been a pretty nice show.
It was okay.
Well, I mean, it's packed in.
The best part of it was,
yeah.
There was some girl in the front row, yeah. Yawned.
Yeah,
she goes, and it was right after the earthquakes in Japan and the tsunamis and shit. And she goes, oh, you tired? And she's like, yeah. She goes, yeah. Tell that to the people in Japan right now. Just because you're pretty doesn't mean that you can sit in the front row. And she just went off on this girl. And then the girl, she stood up and fucking shot herself Jeremy style. The last part didn't happen, but that would have been cool.
That was actually...
She threw Amy Schumer an apple and then just shot her fucking head off.
That was actually the best part of the story.
Yeah, I know.
So this is a variety show, and it's actually pretty funny. I forgot how funny it could be. It's not, you know, crazy funny, but they do like songs and dances, and there's... they make jokes about local stuff, little skits.
Yeah.
They have a magician who's had so much work, his face didn't move one time.
Ooh.
But during the magic show, there was a girl, so they leave the window open. So if you're on Sixth Street, like part of the act is they'll go outside the window. It's on behind the stage and you can actually see. So part of the act is like some of the actors will be on the street in front of the window. But some of it's not. So like homeless guys will come by and flip the bird and do all kinds of shit like that. But one girl was standing there, and for the whole act, she was just lifting her shirt up and like rubbing her nipple and flashing everybody. That was the best part of the
weekend. That's awesome.
It was the best part of the weekend. She was sexy.
God damn.
This wasn't no homeless broad.
She
had tight A's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right up my alley.
Yeah. See, that's
pale skin, tight A's.
Nah.
Nice little nips.
You gotta be a C level if you want to get my attention.
No, if you want to be my lover, you gotta get C levels.
Yeah,
she had a nose ring like
Joan Osborne.
Yeah.
What if God was one of us?
Poor Joan Osborne. She was pretty attractive.
Yeah, yeah. That was a cool thing that she did.
Does she bat for the same team?
I have to think that yes, it must.
Why?
That nose ring. Back when that song was out, she had a nose ring. That set up some red flags back then.
How? I wonder if a nose ring is good for, if it would get equally in the way of blowjobs and probably more blowjobs, because you could probably get some pubic hair caught in there. Whereas the ladies, well, if you're gay, the
backside, you get your nose in the butthole. You know what I mean? When the girls go...
Is that why the little ball's there?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a mini little Benoit ball.
Exactly. Yeah, you just dig that thing. Sniff hard.
Wait. Let me think. You might be right.
Yeah. Oh, I am right. I know.
The clitoris is in the front. And what if you like dig your nose in there? You're like...
Yeah, but I'm talking about if you do the cunnilingus doggy style. You know what I mean?
And your nose goes in the butthole.
Yeah, your nose goes in the butthole.
I've never done that. I've never stuck my nose in a butthole.
Dude.
So of all the butthole stuff I'm down with, and if you listen to 1 through 14.
All of it, mostly.
I'm down.
Yeah.
That's not one of the things I want to do. I don't want to put my sniffer in there.
Yeah.
I don't care how clean you are. Unless you smell like absolute baby powder right there. I mean, you better.
Yeah, you better. You better see a little toot of dust come out right before you go in there.
Just exactly. Yeah, it better look like you're dusting off an 18th century book. That's the only thing I want to see there. Yeah.
That's so hot.
Yeah. So it was a weekend of great people, but I mean, anytime someone comes into town by like.
Yeah.
The last day, you're just like, you know.
Yeah, love you.
Routine is shook up.
But you got to go.
I'm a workout freak.
Yeah, dude, I can tell.
Freak. I done get some freak. When I break a routine of not being able to ride my bike and lift my 4-pound weights to make sure that my shoulders actually operate,
yeah,
it bugs the shit out of me. If I go more than 2 days without like doing some cardio.
What time are you waking up in the morning nowadays?
5:30. Later than normal.
Yeah. We just switched to 5 from 5:30.
It's brutal.
And it's I might as well be waking up at fucking 3 in the morning.
I know. It's awful.
Yeah.
When I change, so now, actually now, I'm trying to wake up at like 6. And my I don't give a fuck attitude is really helping that because yeah. I sleep way better.
Good.
I also take, it's broccoli.
Oh.
So I also take broccoli a night.
Yeah.
It's got this natural thing.
Yeah.
That helps soothe you. I sleep till 6. I feel like a fucking champ. Even if I go to bed at midnight, just waking up at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Plenty of sleep.
That's good, man. That's what you need.
Are the kids waking up a lot?
Yeah. So we're still, one of us sleeps on the floor in between them. And,
for real?
Yeah. Yeah. Because they still get up in the middle of the night and try and crawl in the bed. And when they do, it's you just get no sleep.
It's murder.
Yeah. They like to sleep horizontally, like head on one person's back and feet on the other person's back. You know what I mean? They want to be, yeah, they just want to be in between you.
Yeah.
And it sucks. All of the dicks because I just get so fucking tired.
I think we're going to call this dad pod.
What?
Dad pod big time. Yeah. I got interrupted the other night too.
Yeah.
Younger one slid in between and I literally... for about 5 minutes, said "fuck this,"
and walked out of
the
room,
and he was like, he just shot me the bird with a little smile. He's like, "Yeah, I used to be on them titties.
Yeah,
now I got your bed.
Yeah,
I'm with your lady.
Yeah, I'm gonna get your bank account when you die. Everything.
You know what? Is your wife ever put any pictures of herself breastfeeding on social media or anything?
No." That's, she doesn't go on social media.
Dude,
ever.
It's all over the place. It's like Alanis Morissette posting pictures of her like 4-year-old breastfeeding on it.
That's dude, ironic.
So I never put any pictures of kids on social media, right?
Yeah. I try not to as well.
Because you don't want to know. You do a terrible job of not doing it, by the way.
No,
I don't want anyone to know what they look like, where they live, or anything like that, right? So imagine what's going to happen to these kids who are like 4, 5, whatever, and they're still breastfeeding when they're 15, and people bringing up those pictures and being like, "Yo, mom got some kick-ass titties."
Yeah,
how do you like that?
Yeah,
I'm gonna shove you out of the way and get right on those.
Yeah. Did you have any friends who had a hot mom growing up? I did not.
I had one who had a quasi-attractive mom.
Yeah, it's weird because.
Like, but nothing like today. Nothing like today.
What is the, why? What happened?
First of all, we jumped up a couple of rungs.
Just in 20 years?
No. We, as human beings,
you and I,
jumped up a couple of rungs. This is like, what we do is the equivalent of hanging out with moms from the Winchester Country Club.
Oh.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah, I mean,
essentially.
I guess I'd never had friends who had mom at the Winchester Country Club, so
neither did I.
Yeah, maybe they
but
were
I used
attractive.
I caddied once, and I quit after the third hole. But
carry your own bags, Dad.
Exactly. I was like, negative. I'm not fucking carrying a bag for 3 hours for $10. But anyway, we've gone up a few strata.
Okay.
Right, those moms, they take care of themselves.
Okay.
Our moms struggle to live.
Yeah. It showed, I guess.
Yeah. Now my mother, she's an angel.
Yeah, my mom, devastated over Alex Jones.
Is she?
Devastated.
Yeah,
she's on suicide watch right now.
What happened to him?
Alex Jones, it's a true conspiracy. It's a real conspiracy. He's been kicked off of Facebook, Reddit, all Apple-related shit.
Well, that's not a conspiracy. That's just because he's a fucking maniac.
Well, it's a conspiracy against him, right? It's not a conspiracy theory, but it's a conspiracy to shut him up.
So do they all get together at the same moment in time?
Mm-hmm.
Give me one moment in time.
Yeah, so that guy.
Why?
Because of his Sandy Hook shit, and, you know, he's a complete asshole.
That's been years. Must be something else.
No, he sticks, you know. I bet
he got caught making out with Marge Zuckerberg.
Is that Mark's wife?
I'm fairly certain her name's Marge.
I don't think so.
Marjorie. Yeah, they went old school. Marjorie.
She's pretty Asian.
Marjorie Zuckerberg. Well, I'm sorry. If you're Asian, you can't have an American name like Marjorie?
Yes, you can.
Marjorie?
You usually don't.
Hey, did you ever eat margarine when you were growing up?
Did I ever? Look at this. Yeah. This is body made by margarine.
I know. We used margarine, too. And my old man was like, I'm not eating fucking margarine. I'm eating butter.
Yeah,
and the theory with that was like, oh, that's fattening.
Yeah. People were so dumb back then. People still believe that shit. I had to tell my mother-in-law that the cholesterol you actually eat, like the food cholesterol, doesn't just pack on cholesterol in your body. It's mixed with the carbohydrates and the sugars that makes that happen. And she looked at me like I was an asshole. She's like, I'm a nurse. You're a fat guy. I'm not listening to you. But it's true.
But what kind of nurse is she?
Lactation.
Yep. So shit comes out. It's not about the shit goes in.
Yeah. I don't know.
Lactation station.
I don't know what kind of nurse she is. She's like a hospice nurse.
Did you ever get any lactate? When you were, you like boobs.
Did not do it on purpose ever.
Yeah.
It's not to say that I didn't get a little dribble.
During a Bronski session?
When I knocked those things around. Yeah. You know, I'm a man, Will.
Do you like smack them?
Hell yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to see what the wave looks like.
Exactly. I want to see the other one hit underneath your armpit.
You want to
see if it comes back.
Go like those two silver balls that just kind of like, bink.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Silver balls.
Yeah.
Silver balls.
I smacked the shit out of those
How
things.
About Benoit balls? Would you ever do that?
In my butthole?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because my butthole is tight as shit, dog.
Exactly.
Oh, you to loosen it up? Is that, I don't think
no,
that's how
it's
works.
Supposed to like, I don't know. Actually, dude, you know
I
what?
I work at job sites. I have to hold my shit most of the day.
I just went way over my nose on the waterline. I have no idea what Benoit balls do. It's the only scene from 50 Shades of Grey that I saw, and it was on public television.
She used Benoit balls in that movie?
I think so.
Not in the butthole,
but in her...
In her cooter?
I believe it was in the old axe wound.
The old fucking hatchet wound.
The old Molly hatchet.
Yeah, I mean...
By the way, female listenership...
All time high.
All right. While you're doing that, speaking of hatchet wounds, I'm going to check the old twat machine to see if we have any Twitters.
That sounds right.
Any twats? Listen, people.
Speaking of twats, by the way.
It's 8 a.m. every 8 p.m. every Sunday, unless it's not, in which case we're not doing it.
Yeah.
So it's a different day.
Exactly.
Check the twat machine. We're going to send out a twat. You're going to know when it is. All right. Be ready within an hour. If you got questions, if they don't suck, we'll read them. If they suck, we'll probably read them.
All right. While you're doing that, I'm going to give a shout out to our sponsors.
Go.
14 Finches.
Yes.
They right now, they're on a corporate retreat.
Ooh, corporate retreat. Where?
In the great state of Maine.
Whoa.
I believe it's called the State of Evergreen Trees. If you feel it set up.
Is it really?
No.
That is fucking weak.
Yeah. No, it's how do you know if a girl is how do you compliment a girl from Maine?
How?
Nice tooth.
That's pretty funny. You can't get that from here.
How do you circumcise a boy from Maine?
How do you do it?
You kick his sister in the jaw. Good old jokes.
Maine is pretty good. Maine's a pretty good place. All right, ready? There's one very exciting tweet.
Oh shit!
Very exciting.
I'm so excited.
Let's start with the lousiest tweet.
Okay.
Hopefully, it's the lousiest tweet we ever get.
Okay.
From Jerry NJ2TX. I'm using my first ever tweet on this podcast. Please let me know if I did it correctly.
All right. I'm going to go out.
But he did. Say, I mean, kudos.
No, he didn't do it correctly because he's not using it on a podcast. He's using it on fucking Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, that's not right. All right, but hey, good job, bud.
Here's another. So thanks, Jerry NJ2X, because you are the second person to tweet at us. First tweeter ever, Jim Maffa.
Man.
Sends a follow-up, and this is a note. Fucked that up, didn't I?
Yeah.
This is a notification that's got me on three-quarter staff. Mash.
Oh, shit.
At So Dumb Podcast, Vanderpump Pool Party is officially on, and on is capitalized. That is fucking so exciting.
Oh my God. I'm dressing up as Billy.
Holy shit.
It's Billy, right?
No, you're not.
Oh.
Don't do that.
All right, I'm Dax.
I want the real Billy Lee to get here. Oh. It's Jax, you dipshit.
Okay.
Actually, if it's dipshit Jax, it's Dax. Yeah, we each got to pick a character. You should be Jax.
No, you know which one of our little group of friends is Jax.
Jerry?
Yeah.
It's got to be Jerry.
Yeah.
All right, you can be.
I'm the one who's the fat guy on the show. All right, there isn't one because that show's full of pretentious fucking douchebags.
We will pick the guy with the least amount of confidence, and you can be him.
Do you know who I'll be? I'll be Lisa Vanderpump's husband.
You know who Clint. You can be? It's a girl named Katie. Here, I'll show you a picture.
Oh yes, Katie.
Katie Schwartz now, because she just got married to Tom
really?
Schwartz. Yeah.
Tom Schwartz of the Schwartz?
Schwartz!
I got that.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it.
Wait, hit again.
Yeah, I got that.
And we're back.
Yeah. Welcome back. If you are just joining us again, we're trying to just fill up time until this hour is over.
Katie Vanderpump. No.
Katie Vanderpump.
Katie Vanderpump. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. There is a Vanderpump pool party that's going to be happening. I can't wait to make an excuse not to go to this.
You have to go. It's going to be hilarious.
Is it?
Yes. Oh. Katie Maloney Schwartz. Let me pull up a picture of this girl.
Shout out to Steve Maloney.
You know what? True story. She was going to be a model/actress until she fell through a plate glass window.
And now she's just a mangled, gross, disgusting looking woman like Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, have you seen a picture of Carrie Underwood?
Yeah.
Is she that bad?
She looks fantastic.
I know. I think it's an affront to anyone with a mangled face.
That's what I mean. It's like, fuck you. Oh, wow. I'm fucking beautiful still. You know what? She's better looking now.
All right. That's a good picture of her.
Okay. Yeah, it is. She got that big ass head ass.
She's super attractive.
Yeah.
She's just.
Is that a guy?
I wish.
Yeah, your favorite.
If that was a dude, you would say what?
I would say, yum, yum, gimme some.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like the Billy. You sent me that thing, the Kiki thing. Kiki.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing until today when I started asking around the office.
Yeah.
And they all said, yeah, that's a deal. Then I got into the car, picked up the kids. They love the rap. They love the rap channel. Immediately turned it on. It's on there too.
Man.
I didn't realize it. I also didn't realize Drake was he's the rapper.
The artist.
The artist Drake from Canada, who's a little dingus.
Sorry.
He calls his crew the Broskies.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. In one of his songs, he's like, imagine if I never met the Broskies. And you're like, what?
So what, is he hanging with Rob Gronkowski?
Guy's about as hard as a fucking thing of melted
Velveeta.
That dude
slays the bitches.
Yeah, he does.
I think he's banged Rihanna and Nicki Minaj. I think they had a menage a trois.
I don't know if I would do that.
No, she doesn't do it for me. She's too fake. And
would you make
Rihanna, though?
Would you make her wear a hat? Because she's got a huge forehead.
I don't care.
She looks like, what's that little Martian from the Flintstones?
Fucking, what's his name? I know what you're talking about.
She looks like a hot version of that Martian from the Flintstones.
I gotta look who that is.
Fred.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj,
who
no thanks.
Who's the Martian from the Flintstones?
We actually did a thing the other day. Liam... Liam Neeson, I was watching a movie with him, and then my older son was like, hey, out of the blue, he actually pulled a screeching halt on me.
Oh, really?
He said, name another female rapper of the day other than Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. I could not think of one. I still can't think of one. Yeah. One current, like, current superstar
female rapper.
Yeah, big time.
Between who? Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, you said?
That's the two.
How about Lil' Kim? She's still doing something?
She might be. She's less relevant than gum on my shoe.
Dude,
there isn't
all,
one.
I'm sure there is.
You're way into rap. You would know.
I spit mad fire.
Third base. Third base is the shit.
Nothing.
There
is
one.
Rap nowadays is terrible.
Everything's terrible. Everything's auto-tuned.
Yeah.
Terry.
T-R-R-Y, Terry.
Is there a, you know, speaking of which, is there an update on...
The Great Gazoo, by the way.
The Great Gazoo. Yes. He had a football helmet. He had like a green.
Yeah.
My fucking head is killing me. I need to get better headphones.
Yeah, you said this.
These things are so hard.
Yeah.
I sent you the picture of the headphones I want, right?
Nope.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
I did. They're $400. Will you get off your fucking ass and buy them for me?
Yeah, dude. We'll go.
JBLs.
We'll go,
Let's go shopping. Yeah. Pretty woman walking down. Big mistake. Big. Huge. Best Buy. That's for the ladies right there.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a scene in there when they wouldn't serve her. So I'm going to go in and look like a total fucking trashy hoe. And then Best Buy won't sell me anything. And I'll go right over to Circuit City.
With services state of the art.
And I have all these coupons. And no one will sell me headphones. Where the fuck was I going?
Why don't we see that white rapper that you love so much at
Tekashi 6ix9ine?
No, Mike the white rapper from Guitar Center.
Mike Jones. Oh, my boy Mike.
Yeah.
I don't, because it's too much. You could probably buy cheaper headphones. But these JBLs were fucking killer.
Did you
They're
try
better
them
than the Beats. I tried the Beats. I don't like the Beats.
Dude,
they're better.
These
Dre,
Beats.
Dre, I know you listen, dog. Prove me wrong.
Shit.
I don't know if wireless headphones.
They forgot about Dre. They forgot about Dre.
I forgot about Beats for sure. Anyway. Anywho, where were we?
So we're talking about your girlfriends. Yep. Mostly transvestite. Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato is one of my girlfriends.
Yep. She's
how's she doing?
She put out her first thing, just kind of saying
she dropped her first
bad.
Single.
Yeah. No, she dropped her first apology after the whole overdose thing.
Why does she need to apologize?
To the Lovatiacs or whatever the fuck they're called.
What are they?
I think...
Hang on. I'm going to go for it.
I want to say they're Lovatoacs or fucking assholes.
I'm having a Lovatoac, a heart attack.
Yeah. Like a maniac, but a Lovatoac.
How about the Demi bras?
How about...
I love those, by the way. Those are the ones where like the strap comes down and the cup just holds them up. It's two straps on the side. There's nothing...
Really?
Oh my god.
Man,
yeah.
You know your lingerie.
Fuck yeah. It's been a long dry one.
but she basically just said, oops, my bad. I'll try not to do
oops,
heroin anymore.
I did it again. I shoved a needle in my toes so no one could see.
Isn't that crazy? Do you know who else?
This doesn't say what they are, but it says they're disgruntled.
Yeah.
Who else?
I sent you a picture of Artie Lang and what he looks like now.
Oh, man.
What, is he shooting the heroin in his nose?
I heard he got infection in his nose. I heard it was not related to the pounds and pounds of cocaine that he is snorting up there.
Yeah, there's no correlation to
he
that.
He looks like, did you ever see the Carvel ice cream cake, Cookie Puss?
Yeah, of course.
He looks like a Cookie Puss.
Yeah.
He looks like he's got a dildo on his face.
He's got a fucking pickle nose.
Big dildo, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to follow that act.
No.
Gigantic. Yeah. All right, let's do celebrity overdoses. Who's going to overdose first?
Okay.
Is it going to be Artie Lang, or is it going to be the goalie from the Mighty Ducks?
Dude, that was fucking shocking.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, the picture that they showed on TMZ was of when he was skinny and healthy.
Yeah.
And then this guy, like 2 years later, I mean, he looks like a homeless fucking thing.
Yeah,
that
he looks homeless.
Looks bad.
And like he is just,
yes!
Just all the meth.
Yeah.
All of it. He's like, just
no,
get
but
out
I
of me
thought
all.
It was booze.
It is, but man, he's got meth face. Like, you wouldn't believe, like, just no, like the sunken cheeks. And he's 39 years old. He's not even fucking 40 yet. He looks like he's in his fucking 50s or 60s.
No, he's not.
He's what? 39 years old.
No.
39
years old. When did
that movie
come out?
In the, I don't know, 90s?
Really?
Yeah.
The 90s.
Yeah.
I fucking hate these headphones.
Dude, you know what's awesome?
Talking about
talking about your headphones, yeah.
Bop, 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 bop. Hey, Joe Rogan podcast, send me some fucking headphones.
Yeah.
You got cool shit over there just lying around.
Yeah. Send me fucking a crossbow.
Fucking armbar.
Yeah. Send me an armbar.
Send me an angel. So you're telling me after all of this, you still think Demi Lovato is not super, super sexy?
Dude, I looked up lots of pictures of her and she does not do it for me at all. I don't think she's fucking basic as they come. Like, if she's walking down the street, I don't even think I'd turn to look at her butt.
I'm fucking incredulous. Incredulous right now.
I don't even know what that means, and I'm going to take it as an insult. So, fuck you.
Ooh, fan pop. Is there a special name for Demi Lovato fans?
What are they called?
Bieber fans or Beliebers.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez fans. Selenators.
Ugh.
Katy Perry fans are Katy Cats.
Oh, now that's someone who I would... Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She got a big forehead, too, though.
A fucking
and
lick
she got
her
stubby little, stubby little legs.
Love them.
I know. She is pretty attractive.
Yeah. I'd hold you underwater, like, in front of her.
Yeah.
Like, till you stop kicking. Just to let her poop in my mouth. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, she's great.
Just let her poop in your mouth?
If that's what it took.
I don't think I want to let anybody poop in my mouth.
I'd let her poop in my mouth.
I've admitted to some crazy ass shit on this thing. Pooping in my mouth is not
horrible. Yeah, I would never let anyone poop in my mouth.
Yeah, she's pretty
pretty.
She's pretty pretty.
Yeah.
She's your jam because she's got some tiggles.
Yeah, she's great.
She seems like a barrel of monkeys.
You know what?
Too.
I just want to say thank you to Mr. Perry and Mrs. Perry. For making that tasty treat.
I think she was like super religious growing up.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think her parents talked to her. Except for, you know, get those checks and they call her and say thanks.
I don't blame them.
For paying for the house.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. Hey.
Yeah, so honestly, I think Artie Lang is fucking, he's a goner. He's got to be so.
That's a shame, too. Hey, I mean, have you seen him on that Pete Holmes show? You watch that Pete Holmes show, right?
Yeah.
He looks.
How is he going to be on next fucking season with
track
that
pants
goddamn and, fucking nose? Yeah.
No, it's better now, isn't
no.
it?
No. No.
That guy owns up to his shit, though, so maybe he'll just be like, yeah, you can put me on with this fucking.
Yeah, put me on with this fucking schnozzle.
It looks like somebody bashed in his face.
Yeah. It is. It's
well, not even bashed in his face. I guess it looks like who's that guy who did the Humpty Dance? That's what his nose
digital
looks like.
Ground?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking.
My clothes look funny and my nose is large.
Yeah. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
I'm sick with this. Digital Underground. What was his name, though?
His name was fucking Humpty. Pronounced with an umpty.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
What's the dance? The Humpty Dance.
Yeah, but he goes, my name is Humpty. Pronounced with an umpty.
Umpty.
Yeah.
No, his name was something different. I hear what you're saying, though.
Cool.
Yeah. No, it's brutal. It's brutal.
Yeah, I got to say, he's already trying to kill himself. Like, who stabs themselves to kill themselves? Like, it's fucking 16 times.
If you were that fat, you'd probably try to stab yourself to death, too.
I am that fat, and no, I won't.
No way. Have you seen what he looks like?
Yeah,
he looks like two toothpicks with a gigantic, gigantic orange
on
top
of it. He has no muscle tone. It's weird.
Know. He's got a great ass, though. Great ass!
He was, like, super athletic, too. Like, not, like, built athletically, but dude could shoot hoops, like on when he was on the Stern Show.
Have you seen him shoot hoops though?
Yeah.
You saw him.
Yes, you can look it up.
You didn't just hear about his, you know, he beat like
he beat a professional basketball player.
Fuck you.
Female.
Which
basketball player?
Oh shit.
Yeah, I think he won. I mean, he might have lost in the end. I don't remember.
I thought he lost.
Yeah, he may have. But he put down a bunch of money himself, and he did looking pretty good.
Have you seen his comedy? I mean, is he good comedian?
He's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's no great shit.
Yeah, he's better than us, probably. But
he's way better than us. You know what I was just thinking? I want to challenge you. Episode 16, bring it.
Okay.
Joke off.
Jack
five off. New jokes.
Five each. New jokes. Damn.
Five.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't do one-liner jokes. It's fucking five jokes for me in a long time.
So what?
Okay.
Chew up 20 minutes. The fuck? I'm sorry. What are we fucking reciting poetry here?
Kill Tony's coming up, and I want to get on that.
You want to get on that?
Yeah.
Tony?
No.
I thought he pretends to be straight.
Yeah, maybe. That's if I can. That's a weak.
Hey, Dennis, come on up.
He fights it. Fucking, I don't know what you do during this whole fucking thing, but for those listening, he's just fucking around with his microphone and the little earmuff thing that goes
here's
inside
the other
it.
Thing that's bothering me. I'm seeing double because this little fucking
I'm seeing double fish.
Anyway, it's coming to, is it the Comedy Cap Festival? City.
No. Oh. He's coming to Cap City. And it's like a, you know, you can get a double feature. You can get in there for Kill Tony, and then he does his comedy afterwards.
All right. Are we going?
I would like to.
Did they sell out? Say.
No.
Not is it available?
Out. Yeah.
Well, what are we waiting on?
All right, dude.
Hey, is there a different room at Cap City than the one we went to?
I don't
the
think
one
so.
I absolutely bombed on?
No, you did great, man.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was good stuff.
People, they accuse me of being Michael J. Fox. I just got to do crowd work. I'm not really a joke writer.
Yeah. Hey, look at this guy.
Hey.
Nice haircut,
nice
fucking loser.
Nice t-shirt. How many kids did you have to rape before you found one with a t-shirt like that? Hey-o.
Yeah.
Sunday night open, Mike.
Yeah,
ring,
no.
Ring, ring, ring.
Yeah,
Letterman?
We'll do
is that you?
And then, you know, we can talk about how we did. And then people can go and listen to that and see how much fucking we kicked ass.
On Kill Tony?
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're saying. You can get up on there. And...
Dude, that's you obviously haven't listened to Kill Tony because you don't listen to live podcasts.
I hate live podcasts.
But what Kill Tony is, it's an open mic. He does it at the Comedy Store.
We should do it. We should do a live podcast.
Yeah, we should.
We should have an in-studio guest and make that in-studio guest Heather.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. Guess. Kill Tony.
Okay, so what it is people put their name in a bucket and it's open mic. So they get up there and you only have 1 minute. You have a 1 minute set, and then he just roasts you after that. Like, oh, that was fucking terrible.
That was so bad.
Yeah,
my vagina bled. I mean, oops.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, really? That's what that is?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like they just get up and.
No,
but there's a panel that roasts you, right?
There's a usually has special guests like you know professional comedians, and they'll say, hey, that was good. This is what you need to work on. So it's actually like workshopping it, and they help you out.
And all you need to do is put your name in?
You just put your name in. It's not guaranteed to get picked, but you just put your name in a bucket, and they pick it out of a bucket.
You have 1 minute worth of quality material.
I think so.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
You could be fucking famous.
I
can't wait until they do the VH1 retrospective when I'm like, he fucking left me in the dust.
Yeah.
And I picked up some guy named Dale.
Yeah.
And then we...
Fucking,
we just fucked we on fucked. The. We thought we were being like innovative.
Yeah,
we just did butt sex.
Yeah. Cum burps.
That's all we did.
We dropped the beer burps with cum burps on.
We never knew that when you jizz on a back, it doesn't make a lot of sound for a podcast.
No, but goddamn, it felt good.
Goddamn, it made for some good times.
Yeah. No, yeah. So, I mean, you need to go up there, too. You will at least put your name in, see what
happens.
No
fucking way. I don't have jokes.
You do. That fucking Donald Trump joke that you did a couple weeks ago.
Which one?
I don't remember.
There was no Donald Trump joke.
Yeah. Political stuff is spot on.
Yeah, no, it is. I riff.
Stormy Daniels, more
I
like Stormy Weather.
I'm like Mike Birbiglia if Mike Birbiglia was even less funny.
Not a Mike Birbiglia fan, huh?
I just go on and on and on, and there's no reason, and there's no joke.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
Birbiglia?
You.
Yeah.
Bursmalia, that's what we'll call you.
No, it's like the opposite. I fucking dare you.
That is the opposite.
It's like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
What? Wait a minute, what are we doing?
Call me the Kentucky Wildfire.
Dude, you see this, like, the California wildfires?
It's insane.
Dude, there's fucking fire tornadoes.
I feel like every year there's fires in California.
Do you know why? All the pedophiles.
Single.
Yep. God's trying to burn that place to the ground.
Goddamn right. It's like God's trying to burn pedophiles, and yet he has terrible aim. You know what I mean? He's like, God damn it, I got Northern California again. Oh, shit, San Diego. Yeah. I'm trying to get L.A. What the fuck?
Yeah.
west of San Francisco.
Man, he's nearsighted. Fucking God needs glasses.
Yeah. So rest assured, alt-right, you know, God's doing his bit. He's just really bad. Got a terrible aim.
Yeah. I think Trump is doing weather manipulation to try and get this done.
Yeah. Let's go political.
Let's go political slash conspiracy.
I know. That guy doesn't get enough credit for all the pussy he slayed.
Oh, shit.
He's our pussy president.
Yeah.
Do you think he got more or less punani than anybody else? Like, you think Bill Clinton would, than other presidents?
Okay.
You think Clinton must have slang crazy. I mean, he's got 13 women on him. 13 women are like, hey, Bill Clinton. I'm thinking about Bill Cosby. Am I thinking Bill Cosby or Bill Clinton? I'm trying to figure it out.
No, Clinton definitely had some extramarital stuff going on.
All consensual, like, I understand if he started, like, twisting nipples just out of the blue.
Which bill are we talking about?
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
We fucking got it.
He says, tune in Tokyo.
He's like, I'll show you how to program these nipples.
I want
to
see these weather balloons. It's rain and milk.
Hallelujah.
No, Clinton.
Okay.
Clinton has like 9 different ladies saying, he sexually assaulted me or something. Yeah. But that's really sexual assault, which is, I agree. You know, make your voices heard, do what you got to do. But how much like non did that guy sling?
No, he got boned down. But I got to think that Trump, because he was so rich, he just, you know, Playboy parties and just fucked everything. And, you know,
guy just went through models like crazy. That's messed up.
It is. It's one he wanted the most, he never got.
Me?
His daughter.
I know. She is so, I don't blame him. She's sexy as fuck.
I think she's hot too.
She is so fucking sexy.
Yeah. I agree.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can't get a bead on that dumper though. I need to see her in some low rise jeans.
Yeah, you need some apple bottom jeans.
Hoops with the Hoops with the
No.
I don't know.
Boots with the fur, you dipshit.
Hoops.
Boots. Hoops with the fur.
In the ears. Sometimes you wear fur on your ears.
It's just fucking beautiful.
Shave your back. Get some Nair. I can't see.
I could tell.
I'm fucking...
I don't know what's going on with you.
Fucking a blind. Yeah, those California wildfires are crazy.
Yeah.
And yet, ask anyone from California, and they're just like, no, it's not even close. It's not even close to where I am.
Yeah.
How many fucking trees are burning in California?
All of them.
Exactly. There's going to be no trees left.
It's like all the wineries and shit, all that stuff.
How come it never goes up to Oregon?
Because it's so wet.
Oregon's above California, right?
Yeah.
Is it Oregon then Washington?
Yeah, Washington's at the tippity top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been
Oregon's
there.
Wet? Well, then that Northern California wet. Would be wet.
Why do you think Kurt Cobain killed him? You're wearing a Nirvana shirt and you ask me if Oregon's wet? That motherfucker killed himself because it rained too much.
You like that shirt?
I don't, because would you get that? Newbery Comics?
I wish.
Yeah.
No, if I brought it Newbery Comics, it would be $27.
Oh,
$12 Target.
Target. You, I can't
crazy
believe you find
cool
clothes
t-shirts.
At Target.
What are you talking
crazy
about?
Crazy cool.
I get this one. I got a shirt that says Fender on it.
Oh, shit.
You know how many people have asked me, like, what kind of guitar I own?
Yeah.
I got a NASA shirt. I legit, this is a true story. I went to a pool party. This guy was like, you work for NASA? I said, yeah.
Fuck
he said,
yeah, dude.
Me too. What department?
Oh, seriously?
I fucking swear to God, he's an old guy. I'm like, janitorial services? I don't know. I didn't really work there.
Yeah.
I wore a NASA t-shirt, and someone thinks, like, how dumb are people from NASA?
I know, what a fucking asshole. I think he works in the janitorial
services.
No
wonder why Sally Red died.
Wow. Is that a fucking...
It's a Sally Ride joke.
Yeah. That's crazy. You could go up with that fucking material right there.
Look it up,
kill
kid.
Tony.
Yeah, kill Tony.
You know what you should do? We should go up and kill Tony.
Kills.
That'd be great.
Stab him. Be like, I thought it was performance art. I guess I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. Should I check the twat machine one more time?
Yeah, do it one more time. I doubt anything's changed.
One more time. I didn't know how much. Oh, did I tell you? Demi Lovato fans are called...
You told me
Lovatics.
I was fucking right. That's
Lovatics.
What I said.
Lovatics.
Lovatics. Lovatics. That's what I said.
That sounds like a drug you take.
Oh, no. I said Lovatiacs, I think. Something
Please
like
don't
stupid.
Take Lovatics while I'm breathing.
Yeah, she needs to take fucking Lovatics.
Oh, so, she needs to take a little of the old Uncle Willie. That's a suppository. Suppository style.
Yeah.
It comes in one flavor.
She is
salty.
<flavor.
laughs> All right.
Flesh-colored fucking probe.
Twat machine. Yeah. Should I check Instagram? You think people are taking pictures of themselves listening to the podcast?
I don't think so, since it's not live.
Should I take a picture right now of you listening to the podcast?
I'm not listening. I'm actually performing.
You're not really participating. I'll fucking tell you that much right now.
Do you know what I am doing? Enjoying myself. That's all that matters, right? That's why we're doing this thing. Not for others.
You
for
really
us.
Are. You're just jerking off right now.
Yeah. I'm fucking hard as a rock.
I'm enjoying myself. Hey.
Have you ever been next to a guy in a urinal and just been like, that guy's using two hands to hold that thing? Like,
yeah. You know what I do? I go no-handed. When people come in, I do hands akimbo, on the hips. I fucking love it.
Hips,
I pee
huh?
all over myself, but I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. Not on the back of your head, huh?
No, I save that for special moments.
Ooh, on the back of whose head?
That would be great. If it was the back of my head.
Yeah,
I just took a picture. That's not very good, is it?
Yeah, no, probably not. I didn't see it.
Hey.
I think it surprises me.
That I'm so fucking stupid?
No. Yeah, that is the back of your head. What are you doing? That is not even close. You take pictures of the door, you fuck. It's not even flipped the right way. Oh, you so fucking dumb. This is great.
I'm trying to take a picture for Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the back of my head because that's what everyone will recognize.
Yeah.
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Top of my head.
Well,
because
they'd recognize your lower back mostly.
They would.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's where the jizz goes.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Knock bam, ba, bam, no, bam, bam.
Not gonna raise it, dude.
Bam, bam, bam.
Not even.
Bam, bam,
bam.
Bam,
lower.
Bam. This side. Bam. Ooh, sexy, hot, sad.
0.0.
I think I just crashed the thing. Fucking Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Shit doesn't come through at all.
You would think that with all that money, that dude would have survived. Right?
Survived what? They probably cryo-freezed his ass.
Why? That's never going to do anything to anybody.
Would you do that?
No.
Why?
What I really want? Put me in
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Put me in a burlap sack.
Yep.
Fucking plant a tree on top of me.
And beat you with rods.
Get a bar of soap and some socks and just beat the shit out of me. Just,
yeah.
I want you to fucking just beat the shit out of me. No, I think just fucking plant me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I love that idea.
Yeah,
the only problem is I would literally, that whole process of like, they have those things where they're like trees, right?
Yeah.
You cremate somebody, put them in the bottom of a tree, plant it. Cremation, it's like 10 G's.
Yeah, don't do that. Just put me in a burlap sack and
That's
plant
what I'm
me.
Saying.
Yeah.
The problem is I got these metal shoulders, right?
Yeah.
You got to extract the metal shoulder.
Why?
Because it's not going to biodegrade. It's just going to sit in the earth.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that who gives a fuck about just two metal shoulders when you got...
I do. I like the environment. You know I talk to my trees in my house?
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Because the kids like to climb on them and stuff, and I talk to them and I ask them, like, hey, if you take care of the kids, I'm taking care of you. I fucking swear to God I do that.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow, man. Mm. You're a fucking loser.
I also piss on them sometimes when I'm really drunk.
Yeah. Sometimes you fuck them too, don't you? You fuck them. I knew you did.
No, I don't fuck them. I definitely water them.
You make love to them.
I'll make a love to the tree. Yeah, baby.
Well... We didn't get through everything.
No.
But I could tell you one thing.
But I got through one pair of shorts.
You burned a hole through one pair of shorts.
I ruined one. Tell me that one thing.
Dude, this was so dumb.
This was so dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.